Start with a piano. Add vocals.
I've lived my life inside daydream lies.
Bring in a guitar.
Imaginary friends.
Get some toes tapping.
Always knew. One day I'd leave for good.
And you get the sound of Tilly and the Wall, a quintet based in Omaha, Nebraska. Their name comes from the title of a children's book about a mouse who thinks the grass is always greener on the other side. Their music is hopeful, optimistic, and at times a bit childlike. On their CD, Wild Like Children, you can hear them having fun playing the flute, glockenspiel, trumpet, cello, bells, piano, leather suitcase, and tap shoes. Joining us from member station KUCV in Lincoln, Nebraska, is the tap dancing percussionist, Jamie Williams. Jamie, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you.
And guitarist and singer, Derek Presnell. Welcome to you, Derek.
Hello.
I don't know which one of you would like to answer the first question, but frankly, this is quite an eclectic assortment of instruments in the band. How did they all come together?
Well, we've all been friends for a long time, and we've all been in other bands, and really, we just were like, oh, let's try taps, let's try this, let's try glockenspiel, and just everything kind of fell together. It just sort of happened naturally.
Jamie, from the beginning, was it always part of the band that you would be the percussionist and the tap dance would take the place of drum?
Yeah, from the beginning. We were just writing songs with guitar and we needed a beat. And I was like, oh, I've tapped in other bands. I'll just tap and let's see how it sounds. And from that first song on, we never looked for a drummer. That was it.
Derek, what's it like for you singing and playing the guitar to a backbeat that is essentially someone else dancing as opposed to someone sitting at a, you know, drum kit?
It's amazing. You know, I'm blown away, like, at every practice still, because I've never taken dance lessons ever in my life. So when Jamie first started tapping for the band, it was just incredible just to, like, watch, you know. And then you can't, she gets sounds with her tap shoes that you would never be able to reproduce on a drum kit.
What's the song on the CD that you think works particularly well in this combination?
I really like the song Reckless. Like, I worked really hard on that part. It took me, like, over a month to really get that part down. It's just, like, a more notey tap part. It's, like, a little faster tapping. I think that has probably the most, the feel of a song, I feel like, comes across the most with the tapping, and I don't think that drums would have been the same.
Derek, talk a little bit about taking percussion from tap and the different notes, and how it enhances what you're doing.
Well, I think it enhances our band because drums, they're a lot more full and sound, and with taps, I feel like we try to create, you know, we're inspired by records with drums on them, and, you know, this kind of, like, if it was drums, it would be like this, and mm-hmm. So it's like, it creates a challenge, which I think makes us more creative in the end.
And Jamie, you go out mm-hmm. then and practice riffs that essentially what have been written, or do you kind of go improvise something and bring it back to the group?
I really have to improvise. It's like I was trained in traditional tapping, and what I do with Tilly is it's sort of started with traditional tapping, but now it's just completely like I'll think of just a beat that I want, and I just try and create that beat. Mm-hmm. Somebody might have an idea for a beat, and they'll be like, I want it to be like, but, you know, and I'll have to try and find a way to do that, and then also make it full sounding and make it go with the song. I don't know, I've been watching musicals, and I've been trying to, like, create more, like, step beats, like more stomp influence beats. It's been a definite challenge because I really do want to challenge myself. Like, I've been kind of with the format that we have. I feel like I want to move forward from that. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard because right now we're writing different kinds of songs and I'm trying to find my place within those songs. And I don't want it to be there just to be there.
Morning came and I tried not to notice. It was time for you to move along. And the minutes felt like puddles all around us. Like a goodbye kiss when goodbye felt so wrong. So you better get going. You better move along now. You better run off and make yourself scarce. These few days have decided to be lazy. They don't move or seem to end at all. And my heart is close enough to break and then it hurts. Just listen to your song.
Every song that you've recorded is available to be downloaded for free. Uh-huh. Online. Now, is this just a way for you to promote the album, or is this really an expression of who you are and your belief that perhaps art should indeed be free?
I think it's both. I mean, it has been a marketing tool for us, but really, I think more importantly, I think the art should be shared and that it should be, music should be accessible to everybody. In a way, it's like more of a punk rock mentality of we're going to do what we want, we're going to give our music to people, and you know, this is how we're going to do it.
Tilly and the Wall's album Wild Like Children is available from Team Love Records. Jamie Williams and Derek Presnell joined us from Member Station KUCV in Lincoln, Nebraska. Thanks, both of you.
Thank you so much.
Tilly and the Wall opened for the Omaha sensation Bright Eyes at a Washington concert sponsored by NPR.org in January. You can hear that concert in full at our website, NPR.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.